Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm Lee Brekeen, your host, our co-pilot today in-house. I think he got lost. He's here. Jace Lejeune, thank you.
I don't think I should get lost as many times I've been here, Lee. I think I found my way around.
Well, I got lost yesterday, and it's not sports related, but Jace helped me out, man. Never lose your key to your car while you're parked and you need the key to restart it.
Yeah, that's some pretty good advice, I would have to say.
Keep your key glued to wherever you have it, glue it to you. I'm going to have to start getting some Elmer's glue because I don't want to go through that again. But Jace helped me out yesterday. He was actually free to come help me get another key. But look, this is probably going to be the rawest show we've ever done. We're just going to just talk about whatever comes out of the brain. And I think it's going to be fun. Maybe we'll do something like this in the future. Maybe this is what people want to hear too. But what came to my mind just now, Jace, we don't even have a script written today, is Russell Wilson signed with Denver Broncos. No longer in Seattle, and I'm thinking, wow, no Russell. I mean, Seattle before Russell?
Not that very good.
You got to think about that. Who was the quarterback before Russell Wilson in Seattle?
Matt Hasselbeck. I mean, he was pretty decent. Hasselbeck.
And then before that, when it was Jim Zorn when I was growing up.
That was with Steve Largent,
that's
huh?
it. Yeah. Before you were born. That's
way before
one.
I was born.
That's a good one. But Seattle with no Russell Wilson, can Denver win a Super Bowl with an older quarterback like Peyton Manning? Remember when he came in from the Colts? Russell's probably got 3 years left, I would think, maybe 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, but the problem is he's probably going to be in the toughest division in all the NFL because you know the other quarterbacks in that division are Justin Herbert with the Chargers and you got Patrick Mahomes with the Chiefs. I'm not sure if he's the – and that's scary, but I'm not even sure he's the second or third best quarterback in that division alone with all those great quarterbacks right there.
I'm glad this happened, Jace, and Rodgers signing his deal with the Packers before the draft, because then there's no right before the draft or we're trading these first-round picks the day of the draft, because it kind of ruins the draft to me.
Yeah.
And there's two more to fall. I think the Raiders have to decide if they're going to bring back –
Derek Carr. Especially he's in that division with Russell Wilson, Mahomes, and Herbert, which is not easy.
And why didn't they get Russell Wilson? And then you've got who's going to be the Pittsburgh quarterback. They're not going to start what's on their roster.
Yeah, most likely it's going to be a rookie in this draft class.
And then the Saints need a quarterback, I think.
Yeah.
And they weren't even in the sweepstakes for Aaron or Russell.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've heard Deshaun Watson's another name out there that's still lingering around, but we'll see about that with all the stuff going on with him, too.
Yeah, I'm not going down that street, but I'll tell you what, he's been out of football for a while.
Mm-hmm. About a year or so, yeah.
And the Texans actually had a good year considering they didn't have
Davis Mills is not that bad.
Yeah,
I mean,
Stanford, Texas guy. And then speaking of quarterbacks,
Carson Wentz too. He's with Washington. That's another one. That's another quarterback move.
He left the Colts.
Yep. So the Washington Commanders now. I gotta get used to saying that. But the Commanders have him now as a quarterback.
I wanted that old name to stay the same.
Yeah, me too.
And then you got one more quarterback that's got to stay or go is the 49ers.
Garoppolo. That's kind of up in the air.
Do they keep him?
Mm-hmm. Yep. The Colts, they need to find a quarterback now because Wentz is gone. And, the Saints, the Panthers, not really sure what they're going to do. I mean, there are a lot of really wide-open questions, the quarterbacks. You can go free agency. You can go and get yourself a veteran, or you can go draft a rookie. I don't know.
And I'm going to say this, and we're going to take a break after this, but here's my opinion. I'm not a Dallas Cowboys fan. But Dak Prescott, if he doesn't have a great year, and I'm a fan of Dak because he's from Louisiana and Houghton, but he's going to have a lot of pressure on him to get the Cowboys to the Super Bowl next year. This was the first year that was kind of a disappointment. Now, they had a good year.
Mm-hmm.
They won 12 games, 12-4.
Yep.
And that was a great year for Dallas, but no Super Bowl. And, I mean, they probably will fire their coach if they don't make the Super Bowl this coming
year. This
is
a big year because if you look at the NFC, it's pretty wide open. I mean, you look at the quarterback-wise, well, you have, like, Aaron Rodgers and, I mean, you know, Dak Prescott. But, like, the AFC, that's when you have, you know, Burrow, Mahomes, and now Russell Wilson. The AFC is loaded. The NFC, yeah. I mean, it's pretty wide open. So, this is a big year for Dak Prescott and the Cowboys.
So when we come back, if you don't like pro football, we're changing the subject. I'm going to go into college baseball. I did watch the Tigers play McNeese State. McNeese State's pretty good, by the way. The Southeastern, your Lions, they're going to have a tough time beating those Cowboys.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be a tough outing for them.
Talk about that in the show, and then we're also going to talk about LSU basketball. And by the time you hear the show, they would have either lost or won a game. Because we're taping it the day before, and then we'll talk a little maybe college basketball, maybe a little pre-NCAA tournament. Me and Jace will have a little fun maybe. I'm going to give my early picks on the Final Four, and then whatever comes to our brain today, we're just going to throw it out there, just like a couple of guys on the street just wanting to hear sports. So we will be back, and we'll be back with more about LSU baseball, basketball, and NCAA basketball. We'll be back. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. Lee Burkeen with the Sports Scouting Report. In this segment, we're going to talk about LSU baseball. Jace, I've been watching LSU baseball. They're 10-3.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They were 9-3. They had a rough weekend.
Yeah, it was a rough weekend.
The Shriners Classic had a lot of errors that probably lost the Baylor game. The Texas game, probably the biggest error was giving up a couple runs on a couple errors to Texas, which blew it open. So realistically, LSU could be undefeated or have a loss if their infield was fielding better. I did see an improvement last night in the team, because McNeese State's got a good team. I think McNeese State can be in a regional. They can win Southland.
And it's a pretty impressive defensively, because I think Ben McDonald was saying that McNeese was averaging like 8 runs a game, and to really minimize that. And that's been really the question about LSU is the defense and the pitching and the fielding. Oh. Well, they actually had a really good night last night. I believe no errors last night for them. So it was a good bounce back for him defensively.
Here's what I want to say. McNeese, I don't know where McNeese is getting these arms, but they have 7 guys throwing 90 or more miles an hour. I mean, that's a lot of good arms. I mean, a couple of them are throwing 94, 95. Mm-hmm. This is McNeese.
Yeah.
So they had 2 SEC-quality pitchers like Ben McDonald mentioned. Then they brought in a guy throwing 92 who's some young guy. I mean, usually you see McNeese, they don't have anybody throwing 90.
No.
And so Southeastern's going
to It's hard to find in the SEC regardless.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, kudos to the coach at McNeese State. And LSU's first weekend matchup, Jace, guess who it is for the SEC when they start SEC? Texas
A&M. And I know that that's an interesting matchup for LSU fans, knowing that, you know, Nolan Kane it was at LSU for a long time, and now he's at Texas A&M. And I know LSU fans have circled that weekend matchup on their calendars.
I wonder if Jimbo Fisher will attend it.
I'm sure so.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
I mean, it's in Baton Rouge, right?
Yeah, I doubt he comes.
Doubt he comes here.
No interview lined up. That's all. No. Guess what? He might get an interview. He might want an interview in the future if he doesn't have a good year next year.
Mm, good point.
8-4. We're going to take a break. We come back. We're going to talk about NCAA basketball. We'll probably talk about that for the next 10-15 minutes. One segment we'll do just on LSU basketball. Then I'll get my 2 cents out on who I think is going to make the Final Four, my early bracket, and let Jace comment on who he might want to put in the Final Four. It's time to talk about it. NCAA tournament will be starting in a week. And since you're hearing this show, the games will already be over, and we won't even know until tomorrow because we're pre-taping this. But we'll be right back. If you need a paint job or repairs to your vehicle, go see Medine's Collision Center located in Baton Rouge, Louisiana on Kincaid Avenue. The number to call is 357-7983. That's 357-7983. Your Baton Rouge Accident Advisors. Welcome back to Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkeen. Jace Lejeune is our co-host today. This segment, LSU basketball. The next segment, we'll talk about the NCAA tournament. But, Jace, LSU has 21 wins,
mm-hmm.
10 losses. Incredible year considering they had injuries. They just, like, up and down, up and down. They don't have a center. They don't have what they call a rim protector. They don't have a great shooting team.
No, no.
And if Days is cold, finally, though, Murray has stepped up.
Yeah.
He's capable of 17 to 20 a game. We do know that Tari is taking over every game late.
He's such a beast. He really is.
It's really sad. He's probably going to be a first-round pick. I'm happy for him, but, man,
he's crazy. He's coming off the bench. He's the sixth man of the year in the SEC.
I mean, the guy is going to be phenomenal. I think he's going to be a great NBA guy because he can put mm-hmm. the ball on the floor. He can drive to the basket. He can hit threes. He's not scared to go again, and he's got the best dunk in college basketball.
Yeah. Yeah.
Has anybody stole more passes court-to-court dunking than him in the country?
I don't think so. I think he's got that beat. But I would definitely like to see him. And if the college game still has a dunk contest, yeah. I would definitely want to see him be a part of it.
So here's my honest opinion of LSU basketball. What do you think they'll do? I have no clue. This team, you cannot have a pulse on them.
No.
One day they can win by 20 over Duke, and the next day they could lose by 40 to uh-huh. Illinois State.
Right.
I mean, you just don't know who's going to show up. And then I hate this, the timing of the NCAA infractions, whatever they're going to be.
Yeah,
they should have never put those out right before the
right.
SEC tournament.
I get over like the off season and all that, but don't let the kids go through the entire season, the ups and the downs, and have this come out. It's just the timing's just really bad.
It's horrible. I mean, give it out after the tournaments.
Yeah.
You couldn't wait 2 weeks?
Sure, right.
Like, what's behind that? I mean, these other guys didn't have theirs come out right before the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the good news. Auburn did not suffer the death penalty, and they did a lot of bad stuff with Chuck Pearson
yeah,
and that crew, okay?
Right.
He even went to...
Mm-hmm, sure.
Yeah. And then Arizona did a lot of bad stuff.
Right, with Sean Miller,
and
right.
They're top 10 right now.
Mm-hmm,
so,
yep.
LSU fans... think the positives on this, it didn't come out yet of what it is. Now, some of these national writers, I'm not going to say who they are, but they're already trying to, like, come out with a headline spin on what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I wish media would just not say anything to destroy or, you know, do that kind of thing until they let it come out. And obviously, I'm just assuming, but I guess Will will share it with his team publicly once the tournament's over.
Yeah. I mean, he owes that to those kids. And, I mean, like I said, it's only a couple of weeks, and yeah. you have a whole off season to work
yeah.
with. So let that all sell in the off season. We got plenty of months to talk about.
But if Arizona can survive this and Auburn can survive this and Kansas can survive this, mm-hmm. I think they're going to be okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're going to be okay. Look, they might lose a scholarship or two. They might – I don't know. I mean, they'll be okay. Considering,
yeah.
but everybody's thinking the worst. You know, everybody's oh no, it's these writers. Oh, it's going to be so bad. Well, why are they assuming? Why do they even want it to be bad?
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's like these writers nationally are like really like
got something to talk about.
End of this.
Got something to talk and write about.
Nobody wants Kentucky to go down or Duke.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Kansas, they didn't touch Kansas, and they had all kind of stuff.
Oh yeah.
I mean, you know,
they're the blue bloods. I mean, that's what's holding college basketball. All together when you have those blue bloods going.
So that's all of my stuff here, but I'm most excited about our Raw version next segment about NCAA basketball. And this is just talking from the brain today. I don't have anything written down. It's just what I've seen. I've watched a bunch of college basketball this year, Jace.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched a lot of teams, and I'm just going to throw mine out, throw yours out.
Sure.
And when we come back, we'll see if people – hear what we say, if they agree with us, or they say, no, we got other teams, but it's just for fun. We'll be right back. Be sure to take your car and truck for all your tire needs to Treads and Care Tire Company located in Central. The number to call is 331-8144. Family owned and operated since 1971. That's Treads and Care Tire Company. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. Got to get me some more of this root beer. Not beer, root beer. Did two shows today. You kind of lose your voice a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Calling games, I definitely know what that's like.
Yeah. We'll talk about – we'll give you a plug, too. We'll give Episcopal Knights a plug before we go. A little baseball, high school prep baseball plugs. Maybe we'll do that in the last segment, Jace.
Sure.
this segment, NCAA basketball. I love March Madness. I think there are people that just watch March Madness. They don't watch the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
I like basketball. Here's my Final Four. And if I'm goofy and you say, oh, these are in the same bracket, well.
That's the thing right now. I don't know who's in the North region, the South. I don't know. I haven't kept track of that.
I'm just going to say my best four teams.
Yeah, yeah.
Gonzaga.
Oh, yeah.
Baylor.
Mm-hmm, yep.
UCLA is going to come around again because they were hurt all year.
There's always going to be this team coming, you know, on the rise, making a run.
UCLA returned their whole team. They just had injuries. They're getting all the guys back.
Yep.
My fourth team, Auburn.
Yeah.
I'm leaving Kentucky out. I think they got a good team, though. Arkansas's got another good team.
Yep.
And you know what? I'm going to say it. LSU, if they can just have a great – if they can get 16 turnovers on you, which they're averaging like 14 a game, they can beat anybody.
Yeah, that is their offense. That sparks their offense with having those great athletes in transition. I mean, that's what they want to do.
And here's the deal. I saw the 1986 LSU basketball team make the Final Four with Dale Brown. Nobody thought that team would make it at the season.
Weren't they like an 8 seed or something?
But Ricky Blanton and John Williams and those guys played hard. And they defeated some great programs like Georgia Tech, Kentucky with Kenny Walker.
Mm-hmm.
And they just wanted it more. And I remember this day as a kid, Jace. I must have been like 14 years old. Kenny Walker was the baddest dude on the planet for Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was the best 6'8 guy I've ever seen play. And LSU shut him down. Blant was 6'6 playing center.
Yeah.
And
wow.
I don't want to say shut him down, but slowed him down.
He held his own with him. Right.
And Kentucky lost to LSU, and people, like, their jaws dropped, like, huh? And then Georgia Tech beating them, who had a couple All-Americans at the time.
Uh-huh.
It's like, what? In Memphis, they beat a great Memphis team.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I'm not saying LSU's going to the Final Four, even the Final 16. I'm just saying they're capable of getting out of this conference and getting easier teams.
And really, if you look at the SEC tournament, I mean, I like the draws that LSU really has in this SEC tournament. I mean, Missouri, they did beat them early this year by like 20. And then if they get past Missouri, you know, you'll find out when you listen to this. But they have Arkansas, and really, they're on the road in a crazy environment. And really, just a couple calls here and there, they should have won the game. So, I mean, I really like that Arkansas matchup against them. So we'll see how far LSU goes.
Well, here's what people don't understand. When they played the SEC tournament last year, we were watching them against Alabama in the title game.
Yeah, yep.
They didn't move the needle on a seed after all of those wins.
Mm-hmm, yep.
That was a crime.
Right, yep.
LSU won 3 SEC tournament games last year and didn't even improve their seed.
Then why do you even play the SEC tournament if,
I mean,
you know.
To me, that's messed up.
Mm-hmm.
So why would they move the needle this time?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm
so
just throwing it out. I mean, why would, if they, I mean, they lost by two Alabama in the SEC tournament game last year.
Right.
In the final 5 seconds, they missed a shot. They would have probably tied it.
Speaking of that, I'm sure Will Wade is really enjoying that Alabama win, considering what, 5 straight losses they lost to Nate Oates' team. So, especially how that game ended, too, with a few choice words at the end.
Right.
I'm sure Will Wade is really enjoying that last one.
Oates is definitely the cockiest coach in the conference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He likes him some wins, and he likes to tell you he beat you.
Uh-huh. Right.
Hopefully he matures and stops doing that, because that might grow the LSU fan base in itself when they come here.
Oh, yes.
But I don't know if the needle would move, is my point, Jace, if they beat Missouri or if they beat, you know, Arkansas.
Because aren't they like the 6-7-1 projected?
And then these, you know, I don't think it would change anything.
They didn't
do it last year.
Yeah. If they win the tournament, it will be something. I think it'll move them. But, like, even if they make it to, like, last year in the same situation, I don't think it does. I think the only thing that does change it for them is that they go out and just win the whole tournament in the SEC. That's the only thing I think will change probably a spot or two.
All right. We're going to take a quick break, come back. We're going to end it with prep baseball because Jace is the play-by-play for Episcopal Knights for some of their games, and he was able to watch Cecilia, Church Point, Dunham. I mean, not Dunham,
yeah,
but Parkview,
St. Michael, West Louisiana. So a lot of good ball clubs out there.
Soon to be Covington coming up. So we're going to talk about that and what it's like to do a baseball game. I want to just let you share that. What is it like to do? Because every week's a different week. You might be set up outside.
Oh, yeah.
So let's talk about that. We'll be right back. Gros Savon Lodge, the true sportsman's paradise. Gros Savon Lodge has fresh and saltwater fishing, alligator hunting, waterfowl hunting, and echo tours located south of Lake Charles, Louisiana. Give them a call at 337-598-2357. That number to call again is 337-598-2357 and have the time of your life. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I hope you're liking a show that had no written concept at all, because we had another show to do, but we did cover what we thought maybe people might would like. Jace has got into doing baseball for Episcopal, which he's able to see a lot of good baseball programs.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be honest. I went and saw Aaron Nola pitch in high school.
Yep.
I watched some Brother Martin Jesuit games to go see certain people. I even watched Will Clark when he was in high school just because I knew he was a great player, but I don't go to a lot of baseball games.
Mm-hmm.
But I wish I could make time. But in your short 2 weeks of doing them, what is the most enjoyable thing about doing a baseball game?
It's very unique, just the atmosphere. And I've called a lot of football games over my years. You get the cool, cozy press box. Basketball games I've called, I mean, you get the arena. But baseball, you don't know what you're going to get when you arrive. You could be in the press box, you can be outside, you can just the environments and really the people. I mean, since baseball is more of a relaxed, sport, you get to talk to a lot of the parents more. And like for football, when I did Episcopal football earlier this year, I didn't really get a chance to really talk to a lot of the parents. But I get the chance to talk to those same parents because baseball, you get a little time to talk with everybody and catch up with everybody. So it is definitely a unique experience.
This is what people don't realize. And I always knew this because I went to a game. Again, I went and saw Josh Smith play when he was young on that NOLA team.
Yeah, I called actually a lot of Josh's games at Catholic High. Okay. So, yeah.
But the games start at 3 in the afternoon, some of them. People don't realize it during the week.
Yeah, that's very unique about it, too, is that football, you know what's going to happen. It's going to be 7 o'clock kickoff Friday nights. You know that every single week. But then when you get the baseball schedule, some of them are like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Could be the Cecilia game was at 10 o'clock in the morning. So, like, as soon as I woke up, had to make the drive to Episcopal. So, like, the times vary, and it's weird when it's, like, 3 o'clock in the evening and the students are still parked in the parking lot. But it's very interesting. School's still going on. They're playing a baseball game.
And that's why it's not sold out during the day.
No.
And it's kind of calm.
Yep. The weekends, you have these tournaments. Like, for example, Episcopal just had the Beetle Bailey Classic for 2 days, and there are a lot of people that showed up for that. On the weekend, you get a good turnout. But during the week, it's not as much of a turnout just because it's during school hours.
Now, I've got to mention this, and I think Luke Hill's dad's going to really love this. But before we go, before we end the show, we have to introduce a kid that a lot of people they haven't heard about, because baseball recruiting's not really publicized much.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Jay Johnson might make a run on this kid. But I heard Luke Hill was offered by Texas A&M, Mississippi State, committed to Arizona State. Jace, he's got a homer just about in every game this year for Episcopal, and he is the real deal. And he's not a Tiger. He's committed to Arizona State. But talk about Luke Hill and the way that outfield is at Episcopal. You said he could have 15 home runs right now. If it
Oh,
were.
Yeah. And so the way Episcopal's field is set up, you have this big billboard. It's like Episcopal baseball billboard at deep left field. And the rule is in high school, if you hit the billboard, it's going to be ruled as a double instead of a home run. He hit in the Parkview game, he hit the billboard twice. So that would have been two home runs there. And then they were down to Parkview. Well, Parkview's a really good baseball squad. They were a state champion runner-up last year. And they got a guy that's leading off. He's committed to UL. And they got a couple other guys going to play college baseball. But anyway, down by one run in the Parkview game, hit a two-run home run with two outs to win them the game. He's actually hit two game-winning walk-off home runs this year, one against Church Point, one against Parkview. And, like, just this past week, he hit, like, 778. He had, like, seven hits. And, I mean, he's as good as it comes. And then really two of those games, for example, the Church Point game, he started the game. The first pitch of that game was a home run. It was the rain game. First pitch was a home run that he hit. The very last play of the game, he was the pitcher. He closed it out.
And he's an infielder.
And he's an infielder. He's a shortstop, infielder. He leads off the batting order for the Knights. And then he's the closing pitcher. So whenever the Knights have like a 4 or 5 run lead or so late in the game, he is always the guy closing it out. And I tell you, he throws some nasty stuff too.
And he's about 6 foot tall, isn't he?
Yeah, he's about 6 foot. He's a good looking kid, 6 foot, maybe 5'11 and a half around there, 190 pounds. He's a good looking kid, and he has a really good swing at the bat, but he doesn't also hit for power. He's a very versatile hitter. Like one game, he was one hit away from hitting for the cycle. He had a single, a double, a triple, was a home run away for him for the cycle. So he's off to a great start this year. He didn't have the game that he wanted to have against West Louisiana earlier this week, but I tell you what, he is really good. And, yeah, if I was Coach Jay Johnson, I'll definitely make a call out to Luke and his parents.
And this is a guy in Baton Rouge in the backyard that he's got a chance to be – I heard – I didn't tell you this yesterday, mm-hmm. but I was talking to an Episcopal dad, but there's talk that he could be a 10th or 9th round draft pick in the MLB draft.
Right, yeah, and I talked – and it's really good to really get accustomed to these parents because David Cresson, yes. Senior –
does a good job.
He's actually been my color guy until Kurt DeLock comes back. I'll give a shout-out to David, but he's done an excellent job. And I asked him about him, and David told me that he could sign a contract if he wants to. But, yeah, he's that
well,
good.
Well, that just goes to show you how good he is.
Yeah.
Because 9th round, you could still come back to college with this NIL mm-hmm. stuff.
But right.
We're just trying to tell people that he is a big-time player, not just a good high school baseball player.
No, he's the real deal. I mean,
And LSU needs an infielder mm-hmm. who can hit with power.
And I tell you what, he can – he has an arm. I mean, he rifles those throws out to first base, and it's always like last second too.
And he's a baseball guy. He didn't play football.
No, he's strictly baseball. But yeah, he's and there's a reason why. I mean, if it wasn't for him being that good, he probably would have played other sports.
And I want to mention this before we end the show, since we're talking about Episcopal baseball football. A shout out to Thomas DeArmond, Sanford College. Yeah. And here's the deal. Game 2, Jace, who do they play on the road?
For the next game?
Sanford's playing Georgia.
Okay, Sanford's playing Georgia. Yep,
Georgia.
Yep, that's right. That's right.
And Thomas, if he has a chance to have a big game in that game, you know, he's a 4-4 guy.
Oh, yes. He
and
is.
Now his dad told me yesterday that he's 6 foot now, 205, mm-hmm. running 4-4. Now, he was 195, 198 senior year. He has got Todd Kinchin, Kerry Cope.
Yeah, good comparison. Really good comparison.
He is, you know, it would make my day to see him catch a pass over the middle and just go 80 yards in that between the hedges.
Right.
And all of a sudden people are going to say, Thomas DeArmond, Episcopal High School in Baton Rouge.
Yeah, that was a pleasure calling games for him this year.
It's already sold out.
Yeah.
Sanford sold their tickets out.
Wow.
Already
against the defending national champions.
Yeah, week 2. So remember when you're watching week 2, Sanford out of Birmingham, we got a local product there from Baton Rouge. It's going to be on the 2 deep.
Right yeah, away. Because not only he's like you said 4-4, he cuts on the dime and he's strong. I mean, he squats about like 600 pounds in the weight room. That's very underrated about him, how strong he really is.
Now I'm going to say this. I'm going to go out on a limb and say this. The Ibieta kid that signed with LSU from Mandeville,
yeah,
they're equal talent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a very comparison.
They are very equal talent, and I'm not saying one's better than the other.
Sure.
But they're both about the same speed, mm-hmm. about the same. I think Thomas is a little heavier.
Yeah,
he's probably 10 pounds bigger.
Right,
but and I really say this if Coach Kelly would have got here about 2 months before. I think they would have took Thomas too, But Samford, he's going to be a stud.
Yeah, I mean, it's talking to a lot of guys when I was calling Episcopal football, like, this is a guy that not only can play D1, but he can be an SEC-type player. Yeah. I mean, he's really that guy.
Well,
and
Slade Bolton,
very underrated.
Slade Bolton started, and he only ran a 4.5.
Right, yep.
This guy runs a 4.4.
Mm-hmm.
Slade Bolton did a pretty good job. He went to the combine.
Yeah.
And will probably make a team as a free agent like Edelman did with the Patriots.
Yep. He'll be a good fit for the Patriots, that's
and
for sure.
And all they've said about Slade all this time, he's too slow. Blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what
he's just, he's a leader. He's a good football player.
Yeah. And and probably Belichick's like, look, if you don't get drafted, come to the Patriots.
Oh, he's the perfect type for the New England Patriots.
Be my locker room slot receiver. Well, I hope you enjoyed the show. We went 29 minutes, almost 30 minutes. And, Jace, thanks for coming in here.
Yeah, not a problem.
Now,
thanks for having me on.
Episcopal loves us. They're getting all this
they really do.
Extra promoting. But we're promoting their kids. And then the other teams, Cecilia's got a good baseball team.
Yeah, Cecilia defeated Episcopal. They got a really good baseball team.
St. Michael's has a good team.
They beat Cecilia.
They beat St. Thomas More last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did.
St. Michael's has a good little team. Half the team's football players.
Right. I've seen some good ball clubs so far. Parkview, West Feliciana, I mean, Church Point, Rainton. I mean, it's been pretty good competition
You're going to get to see a good 5A Covington.
Yep, that's next Tuesday. So Tuesday coming up will be the next game the Knights have.
You know what time it is?
It would be 6. Actually, I can pull it up real quick.
Might get some fans to come out.
Yeah, why not? I know it's Covington this Tuesday coming up. And the time would be 5:30. So 5:30 next Tuesday.
So that means if you're a dad, right after you get off of work, before you go home?
Yeah. Catch an Episcopal baseball game. It will be played at Episcopal, too.
Episcopal against a 5A Covington against a 2A Episcopal.
Yeah, Episcopal has played. Every team they played so far has been up in class, at least 3A and on.
All right, Jace, keep up the baseballing. We're doing the magazine. We're getting ready to do the 26th year this August.
Yep, we got to start the process with the cover, and we're about to get into that point. Yeah. Spring practice is happening, right? Yeah. Starting for football. So we're going to be right back at it again.
And everybody have a great weekend. We'll see you next week. Gage has served Louisiana for over 40 years. Let Gage create a custom-tailored solution for your business and become your partner in technology. Give them a call today at 225-753-4243 and help your business get better connected with Gage.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.